This is a segment from The Annex, an academic sociology-themed podcast. For more, visit us on the web at theannexpodcast.com. Okay, so have any of you heard of Andrew Arato? I hope I'm pronouncing it right. He's a political and social theorist at the New School. And he's recently been sanctioned for uncollegial and bullying behavior, reports the New York Times. Have you heard about this guy?
Yeah, well, he was actually a professor of mine. I have a master's in policy. And Dr. Arato is one of my professors. And I found him to be nothing but lovely in our exchanges.
That's disappointing.
I was actually shocked.
Based on the pitch, I was hoping you like flinch when you hear his name or something.
No. So I was shocked, actually, when I read that story.
Well, you know what? That's to his credit then, because I mean, it's one thing to be tough on colleagues, but another to be tough on students. So if he's good to students, that's rehabs his image. Let me just read some excerpts, though. So apparently, Professor Arato, is it Arato? Arato?
Yeah, Arato, yeah.
Arato is being segregated from his colleagues for bullying behavior. Apparently, I'll read some excerpts. James E. Miller was a newly minted PhD presenting at his first academic conference when another scholar in his field thundered his disapproval, calling him a left-wing irrationalist for being sympathetic to Nietzsche. Quote, he was shouting and gesticulating as if I had committed murder in front of everyone, said Miller, who's now a professor of liberal arts studies and policies at the New School. I was not used to that level of intellectual fisticuffs. So the deal with this guy Arato is that, you know, we all have colleagues who are less diplomatic in their disagreement with us or their displeasure with our work. And apparently this guy takes it to a new level. You know, people said, you know, he shouted them down or he was very challenging. And they appealed to administration, and I guess they just couldn't get this guy to put a lid on it, and they've segregated him off from the rest of his colleagues. And this could be there's two ways to read this story. You can read it, you know, is this academic snowflakes, or is this the bully, you know, the bully finally got his just due? Do you feel like academics are a little bit sensitive? Or do you feel like this is the type of bullying behavior that we would need the administration to step in for?
Well, I mean, I haven't been his colleague, so I don't know how bad things actually were. I kind of feel that if the worst things that he's done are what were documented in that piece you're referencing, then, you know, I'd say it's a snowflake tale, right? But I mean, I have seen and actually been the target of much worse than that. And so, you know, and as a target of that kind of behavior, I actually do think that people need to understand that, you know, just because you get tenure and you get promoted to full doesn't mean that you're allowed to be an asshole to to everyone else around you. I mean, you're really not that special.
Now, Leslie, before you talk about your own experience with bullying, I want to remind you that we're both bound by the terms of the NDA.
I know this, right? I never actually speak about it in real terms, just in hypothetical. So okay. Being like, hypothetically speaking, if this happened, would this be bullying? I do think it's a problem. It's not a problem in every department, but it's a problem in a lot of departments.
Bullying, you're saying. Be it bullying or snowflakedness or both?
I think both, okay. Right? I think both. And we need to be able to separate out the two. And like the perfect storm is when you have a ton of snowflakes and you have a huge bully, right? And you're like, oh God, I don't want to be in this department anymore.
May I say something about this first excerpt you mentioned?
Yes.
Left-wing irrationalist.
So, you know, I have sort of a very similar story as James Miller. Being a freshly minted PhD in 2015, I was presenting my first paper at at a demography conference, and the discussant of the session I was presenting at, I think, or somebody who attended, started just like waving his finger, like saying, like, listen, young man. And it was something very, very similar to him telling me, you cannot project this number to be this number. Like, this is impossible. You cannot have this number there, which prompted a lot of people to come after my talk and tell me, listen, later on when you're doing this, try to use Spain as a baseline. Mm-hmm. And, you know, down the road now, after a couple of years and the data to validate my estimates and projections are out, actually, I was right. The number I had written down was the number that became the number, the official number, the official total fertility rate. So I felt like, oh my God, and I suffered that humiliation back in 2015. What do I do now?
It's probably something that we have to be careful about with early career colleagues, right? I mean, when you're just starting out, you feel very vulnerable. You feel like anybody you run into could sink your career. Or is it something like, I don't know. On the other hand, I mean, is it that awful to be called an irrationalist for viewing Nietzsche sympathetically? It seems like it's sort of within the rules of the game to criticize the ideas and not.
Well, here's the thing, Joe. I think that there's a difference between criticizing a thing and trying to shame someone, right? And in particular, when you're someone who's vulnerable, who's particularly vulnerable to the opinions of your peers, you know, i.e. those of us, you know, who either don't have tenure yet or who are up for promotion or you're a graduate student, et cetera. It's very damaging to have someone, and especially someone of stature in front of a crowd, you know, be that dismissive. And yeah, and here's the thing. I think people who do that know that, and they do that on purpose. And I think that they target certain types of people on purpose. I mean, that's what a bully is, right?
Like, it's an adult acting out and finding sort of somebody weak to punch on.
Yeah, right. Which, like, so for me, like, in thinking about the Arado case, like, I don't, like, it doesn't sound like he's a bully. It just sounds like, you know, he's kind of an asshole sometimes, right? And he doesn't have a filter. And it sounds like he gives it to everybody. He's like, I don't care if we're colleagues. I don't care if you're a newly minted PhD. I don't care if you're a dean. I'm just going to say whatever I want, right? I'm 74, right? I've lived a long life. I deserve this.
Well, we've all taken those, like, sexual harassment training. And then there's always the, like, little multiple choice thing to make sure you're paying attention.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's always the story where it's like, you know, so-and-so is an asshole to everybody, you know, is a Title IX violation. And then you're supposed to check no. But yeah, I mean, you should probably be nicer, but it's not a violation.
So the American Association of University Professors, the article says, argues that we shouldn't use collegiality as a criterion for evaluating our peers. Is this something, like, are we doing that with somebody like Arado? Should we be tolerating, you know, harsh criticism at any cost and putting the burden on people to, you know, as long as it's about the ideas, not be too sensitive? Or should we all be learning to be very restrained in our criticisms, or maybe more restrained and collegial?
You know what? I kind of feel like this is mirroring the broader conversation that we're having in this country at this point in time, right? Mm-hmm. These calls for civility.
Oh, the civility thing, yeah.
Right? Which, you know, I'm just like, you know, okay, I guess civility, if we can't actually respect each other and listen to each other and treat each other like human beings, let's at least pretend that we do, right? I don't know how I feel about the whole civility discourse, but I kind of feel like this mirrors it as well. I actually think that calls for collegiality can very often mask trying to keep certain faculty members in their place, right? And trying to suppress, opinions among faculty that may not jibe, you know, with how the chair wants to go or how the majority of the faculty want to go. It's nice if everyone's nice to each other, but not at the expense of of someone's real opinions. Now, do you need to yell and curse at people in order to get your opinions across? No. But I don't know. I also think that there's a huge difference between bullying, right? And you know, and people who aren't collegial, right? I mean, I think that one is much more serious than the other.
For more, visit us on the web, theannexpodcast.com.